Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to kick this off by speaking with one young Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you doing today?
Hi, Mr. Bill. How are you?
I got lucky today. Oh, did I get lucky. You would have liked to have gotten lucky the way I got lucky.
Whoa, dude.
Okay.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so I have a friend who runs a pawn shop, gun shop. And we were out and about when you called me earlier this morning. We were just finishing up a couple of things, and we were in that general vicinity. So I just said, "Can I stop in there?" And I thought I might find a decent Gen 3 Glock 17 for not too much, right?
Right.
So I go in there, not a Glock 17 in the place. However, somebody had brought in a Gen 4 Glock 34 that has an L2D barrel. It's optics ready. It's a really good trigger. It feels like a Glock Gen 5 trigger, but it's metal.
Yeah.
And suppressor sights on it for less than $600.
And you scored it?
Oh, I scored it.
Okay, cool.
I scored it. But now I know you have a couple of Glock 34s. I've had one.
Okay.
Now with the Glock 34, I'm not thinking I want to do too much else to it, at all, if anything. I may put an optic on it just because I'm becoming an optics kind of guy. But do some people look at this gun and think of it as a tactical gun? Is this a competition-only gun? What do you think of the Glock 34?
Well, certainly you can, task a firearm to do whatever you want it to do. Now, Glock built the 34 specifically for competition, but that does not negate its use as a work gun. If you like the longer sight radius, if you like the reduced felt recoil, improved controllability thereof, and those types of things, then rock a 34. But, for example, a 34 would look, like not that big of a deal in my two-hand grip than it would... little old grannies. It is a big pistol.
Right.
And you have to learn how to control it. The one thing, I have two Gen 5 34s, but they're set up as dot guns. I don't like running a 34 as an iron sight gun simply because, for me, the sight radius is too long.
Okay.
What I found in the 34 is, all things being equal, I was taking more time running a 34 than I was even a 17 or the 30, 45. Simply because of the longer sight radius over the duration of an exercise, it was taking me a little longer to get the sight picture I wanted because of the longer sight radius and the handling characteristics, weight distribution of the pistol.
Right.
That's where it showed up. And that's generally where it's going to show up. If you're smart enough to switch on to it. But, you know, some people swear, you know, that it's a, you know, it's an advantage and, you know, rock on. If you can use those attributes to your advantage, do it. Dave Savigny did it for years. Pretty much dominated with a Glock 34.
Right.
Or Glock 34s. And, but, you know, still my go-to gun is the G45.
Sure.
As for, you know, pre-stated reasons. But overall, I have two of them in my pile, if that says anything.
Right.
You know, I like them. I like shooting the 34s. It's fun. They're fun to me because I have them set up as dot guns. So,
right.
You know, I run them in USPSA as, you know, whatever, carry optic, high cap carry optic.
So I'm going to put the same optic on this pistol as I'd have on my Taron Butler gun. Although
okay.
my Super Dave gun is just going to be iron sights. Although I do have, I have big dots
cool.
on it. I have big dots on it. But what I'm going to do, I also have a 6 hour P320. It's the same size as the Glock 34.
Okay.
It's also optics ready, and I'm going to put the same optic on both of those and compare them.
Okay, let me know what you find out.
Just because I think it sounds fun to do so.
Okay, that's cool. But how you mount them is critical in respect to doing a comparison.
I'm not going to be mounted, but they're already optics ready, so I'm going to take them both.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
That means they already have
I don't know
cut.
What that means.
Optics ready means
they have factory optics ready?
It's, yeah, from SIG and Glock.
Okay, all right, cool.
Now,
then
I'm going to have the optics installed by C&H Precision. I'm going to take them down there and film that process and because they're a sponsor and because they've got the same. I'm going to put the same optic on both of them. And then I'm just going to try them out just to see which one I like the mostest. I have no idea which it's going to be.
Well, I got an idea, but I'll keep it to myself.
Having said that,
right,
though...
Cool.
I agree with you. I think I've seen a lot of guys that, a lot of these special ops types like you, that they incorporated Glock 19s into their issue, and now
right.
that they're out and the Glock 45 is what's out, they're all like, if it was up to me, everybody would have Glock 45s.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you know if Mr. Yeah. Yeager happens to like that gun? I know he's a Glock 19 aficionado. Does he like the Glock 45?
You know, I've never asked James at all.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what James shoots. I know it's a flavor of Glock, and he loves those big dot sights.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you what make or model. I've never thought to ask him.
Well, neither have I, but, you know... For a long time with him, it was a Glock 19. It was, you know, all guns should be Glocks and all Glocks should be Glock 19s. I think that was his statement.
Right.
But
because I could never run a 19 well because of the frame. The frame was literally too small for my hands. And what would happen is when I fired the gun empty, I would either trap the empty mag with my one-hand grip, you know, my primary grip, and also loading the gun, I would misload because my hand was in the way of the magwell. I just could not find that sweet spot purchase point on the frame where I could make the 19 size gun work for me. So I've never even bought a 19.
Gotcha. Okay.
But when the 45s came out, you know, I was all over that.
There you go. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. Dave is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. You can find out what's going on with Combat Speed at combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking to Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. You wanted to talk about your CADRA program that you've got going on and explain exactly what this is, please.
Well, actually, thanks, Bill. The, I've done several, and I have two different flavors of instructor development programs.
Right.
that I offer and run. However, I've always, well, in the past, I was fortunate enough to operate in a position where I was responsible for like a pile of instructors.
Right.
Right? And it's a different animal. And what I always called that level of understanding and requirements is cadre level training, where you're working with a high caliber body of individuals, but your responsibility is not only in respect to what their actual abilities are, but what they actually know and understand, and can more importantly convey or communicate clearly and concisely, right?
Right.
As well as emphasis on their powers of observation, attention span, analytical skills. There's a lot that goes into it at that level. You know what I mean? Because what you're trying to ensure is absolute continuity across the spectrum. For example, you know, I was responsible for like six dudes. Well, I would task those guys out, and exponentially, I would be responsible for, I don't know, 56 dudes. You see what I mean?
Right.
So continuity within the cadre is critical, because especially when your job rests in the balance, whether you pass or fail the program, it's serious business. You know what
right.
I mean?
I do.
So, and I've known this and I've drawn on those experiences many times in the past, and recently I got to thinking, and, you know, that's normally when I wind up in trouble. But I got to thinking about, instead of doing, I've got a gig coming up in May up in Michigan. And as a matter of fact, it's in Steve's backyard.
Okay.
But the instead of looking at an instructor level or an instructor development program, to me, if you step back and look at that, instructor development kind of identifies the individual. Okay, so dig this. If I'm running an instructor development program, then it would be safe to say, well, let's just say in S. Dave's world, I have 12 qualified firearms instructors that work in that capacity, right? Well, instead of looking at it as individuals, look at it and develop a program from the cadre perspective and do a cadre level training program, which is what I'm in the process of documenting. And it's actually turned out to be a pretty cool project. Go ahead.
May I explain why that's important?
Absolutely, man. Go ahead. Hit me.
So if Super Dave is the chief instructor and everybody's coming to Super Dave's class because it's Super Dave, a lot of times Super Dave is not going to be able to do it himself. So he is going to rely on a cadre. And the cadre is just a group of guys that are all, this is a sort of a military thing, because in basic training, your instructors are referred to as the cadre. And you're being taught the same thing by everybody. Nobody deviates from it. No, you're not going to, you know, if you go to this guy and he says A, you're not going to go to this guy and he says B. So that's, when he's talking about continuity, this means that as the instructors, because the instructor's not going to just hang out with two or three of the same students the entirety of the class. They're going to be moving around. The students are going to be moving around. So the continuity is very important to make sure that you have this uniform curriculum out there in place. Is that about the way you're trying to do it?
Yes.
Okay.
However, let's say 80% organization for execution with 20% built-in freedom of thought, freedom of action to solve the type of problems that you can't script.
Right.
Because you're going to have problems. You're going to have weapons failures. You're going to have hopefully not too many safety-related incidents and interruptions along those lines. It's different when you step into a managerial type. It's the position everybody wants to avoid anyway, right?
Right, right.
Well, I don't want to be a manager. And see, the cool thing about it is, back in the day, I was the manager, but I refused to be a manager and fly my desk. You know, I was the manager, so I always, ran the show, so to speak, when I was available. And so I was always working on the range, downrange. You know, I kind of did the whole lead by example thing.
Right.
And prevented, it prevented it from turning it by pursuing that tack. What I did is I built in a fail safe where it would remain fun and I wouldn't turn it into work. You know what I mean?
I do. That's
but anyway, I don't know what got me thinking along these lines of doing the cadre level perspective for an instructor development program. So this gig in May is basically going to be a live fire rehearsal of the program, and I plan to film it.
Okay.
So what that is requiring me to do now is to basically write the script, so to speak, 80%, 80 and 20, plenty of room built in for freedom of thought and freedom of action, because ultimately that's where I'm trying to get people to. That's the point I want to get them to.
Right.
In respect to what they know and understand and are able to do from a marksmanship or combat marksmanship perspective.
Hang on right there.
Hang
on right there. We're in the break. I was listening too much.
Yep.
Talking to Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Russia has now imposed sanctions against United States President Joe Biden, his son, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and other U.S. officials and individuals associated with them, according to the Russian Foreign Ministry. The statement went on to explain that this is a retaliation step, and it was inevitable as the consequences of the extremely Russophobic course taken by the current U.S. administration, which in a desperate attempt to maintain has relied, discarding all decency, on the frontal constricting of Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki addressed Russia's recent sanctions against U.S. top officials, saying the restrictions won't have much of an impact. Just 2 weeks after the UK dropped its last remaining COVID-19 mitigation measure, COVID-19 cases were up 48% in the UK compared to the week before. Hospitalizations were up by 27% over the same period. This is USA Radio News. Japanese and U.S. Marines had their first airborne landing and combat training together near Mount Fuji today as the two allies strengthen military cooperation amid growing maritime activity by China and Russia in the regional seas. Japan has been expanding its defense budget and capability for about a decade and is now revising its key national security strategy in the face of threats from China, North Korea, and now Russia. Another large group of migrants, this time 122 of them, arrived by boat into the United States, landing north of Key West, Florida. The migrants' arrival was a maritime smuggling event, according to U.S. Border Patrol Chief Walter Slosar. Slosar said there's a coordinated response with our state, local, and federal partners, and then get those individuals processed and transported to our local station. The arrival comes little more than a week after another boat carrying over 300 migrants, also believed to be from Haiti, ran aground near Key Largo. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. Talking about your program that you're putting together, which is a very important program. Unless, I mean, this is the kind of program like if you've ever been to tactical, anybody's ever been to Tactical Response, would you say they have a pretty good cadre there?
Yes. For the guys that I have met and know, yes, but I haven't, you know, I don't know everybody.
Yeah, he's got quite a crowd.
I can't speak for everybody, but, the, yeah. You know, a few dudes that I do know. But, yes, I am fairly confident that James Yeager would not have any slackers in the pile. You know
right.
what I mean?
I do. So, now, to be honest with you, I've been to some classes where there's like one instructor, and then all of a sudden he's like, who wants to be a range safety officer? Who wants to be a this? Who wants to be a that? And what you're describing is actually, now, would these people already be NRA certified instructors, or is there anybody else that certifies besides NRA?
And you lost me there, Bill. In respect to what, man? Receiving this level of training?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, you're talking like doing a comparative study?
Yes, sir.
It would probably be NRA level counselor level stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. These would be guys that have been teaching, I guess, or are qualified to teach, but you're going to refine how they do it.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, let me clarify, man. Let me make sure you understand what I'm up to. What I'm doing with this program You know, I have my own instructor development programs, right, that are focused and structured for the individual. All right?
Right.
What I have not done in quite some time is the cadre level stuff I know how to do, because I've never had, you know, a pile of dudes of equal ability where I could start at that level and drive on, you know what I'm saying, and actually get some work done.
Right.
You know, it's just like anything else, man. If you, you know, if you're driving a higher caliber car, you can go faster, you know, and it handles better. You know, when you're working with people that have the requisite knowledge and experience required to not only perform well, but know and understand, you know, the technical language when required and understand the mechanics of what they're doing. You know, once you have that, sure, it's a matter of influencing how they are going to better prepare themselves to convey that information. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Just because you're a good shooter doesn't make you a good instructor.
Oh, no, that never makes sense. I mean, there's some people that are probably better instructors than they are shooters, aren't they?
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it, man. There's all kinds out there, dude. I just try to make everything balance out.
Right.
But it's a lot of fun, man. It's really given me an opportunity to exercise my brain. And the thing is, you know, with my upcoming surgery, I'm going to have plenty of time and do nothing on purpose time to work on the program and be ready to rock.
Cool.
By the time May gets here. Maybe I'll have the swing by then. I'm not sure.
So, let's see. We got a little bit of time, and I want to ask you about this. Now, I've seen certain instructors get out there, and they try to start developing associates, which is a little bit sort of like what you're doing, except everything that's involved in that is sort of self-contained. Like when if you're going to be teaching a cadre, they're already part of something. They wouldn't be part of Combat Speed LLC, for example, right? They'd just be a graduate.
Right.
So do you think it is conceivable that it's like back in the day prior to Walker, Texas Ranger, and him getting his head handed to him by Bruce Lee in the Roman Coliseum, Chuck Norris had a chain of Tang Soo Do martial arts studios all over Southern California.
Okay.
Is that too much to sit back and think, okay, we could do this with gun instruction, taking these people and setting them up and, you know, letting them have their own little business, but at the same time they're part of a network. Is that just a bridge too far?
To make firearms training fit the martial art mold of capitalization.
Yeah.
Sure. It'd be doable. I've thought that for years, man. I've known that for years.
Well, I mean, the one thing that I've seen,
I did everything but draw up a business plan for that gig.
Yeah. The one thing that I've noticed in the growth of the gun industry is that it seems like the training industry is has the slowest growth. Now, you may know better because you're teaching people. But I would imagine that, like where I live in South Carolina, in the upstate of South Carolina, there's two or three places you can go to train, and nobody in here knows where they are. And I know this because I fill in at a local radio station, and I mention that, and they're like, where is it, Bill? Tell us where it is. And I can't because they're not a sponsor of the radio station I'm at. But it's, you know, it's not one of those things. It's really not been as well publicized as it could be, do you think?
No, not at all, man. I think, one, I don't know why it's a secret. I don't understand that part. Why wouldn't people know where to go training?
Well, I mean, because they're not because they won't do a Google search because they're available. I can't put it out there where in the auspice in which I'm working at that time because of constraints I have with the radio station and concerning businesses and sponsorships and that kind of thing.
Right.
I can mention them here. I can mention them here, but then right. You know, it's a very limited local exposure. So I'm wondering what's going to be. I've been wondering what's going to be next for training for the longest time, because with all these new gun owners that are out there, and right. most of the striker fired guns out there nowadays, they're actually pretty right. good. You'd have a hard time finding a really not very good striker fired handgun, I think, in most cases. There might be some right. idiosyncrasies like the mag release on the H&K VPs, but you know, beyond that, I mean, if you get past that, the gun itself is splendid. I'm just waiting to see training take off because I can't for the life of me understand why it hasn't. But if you want to tackle
I want to deconflict something, man, in my mind because you've got to think about it now.
Before you do, we're coming up on the next yep. break. We can deconflict okay, in the cool. next segment. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Super Dave is he looks at the inner game of training. He constantly refines the physical part of training, and he's constantly looking for things that are going to work versus things that may not work. And I look forward to training with him, even if you can't walk, just because of what the direction you're going to point me in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I just put something out there about possibly, you know, taking training to a higher level, and you wanted to deconflict a few things about that. I believe that was the term. So please do, sir.
One, Bill, as you were speaking, I just want to deconflict. I don't want people to get the impression that, you know, I'm like trying to recruit people or anything like that.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty much a standalone gig.
Right.
This cadre level training program is just going to be another program that I offer. But it's going to be for people that basically fit the mold that this training is structured for. You know, the higher level learner, the person out there doing the job, that is, you know, on the signature line.
Right.
You know, ultimately there's somebody responsible, right? Well, how do you learn how to do that other than experience? And I'm just trying to capture it so I can share it. But otherwise, I'm good, man. What else you got?
Well, I mean, let me clarify that the one that brought up the Chuck Norris comparison of this. The reason I think training should be bigger is that people who train with you or Jaeger or Fisher or any of them, anybody else, I very rarely hear about them getting into a gunfight because of the other things that come along with the actual technical technique that you put everybody through and everybody trains everybody to do. Very few, and that means that, you know, that situational awareness is a wonderful thing. And learning that means, yeah, and I think it would be a splendid thing if more people got that kind of training just to, we're comparatively, not much happens in the United States, actually, anyway, once you take away suicide and the drug gangs, you take them out of the situation, we have about 2,500, 3,000 murders that are the kind of murder she wrote kind of murders where it's actually true.
Right.
Homicide that is not connected to a drug deal gone wrong.
Right.
So we're already in pretty good shape, but just imagine if in these places where people can and do carry guns, if if they were trained, if they did train, and then if they did practice what they were trained to do, and then, you know, train every now and again, practice more, a little more often. Just imagine what that would mean for armed self-defense in the United States today. I just think it'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's steadily increasing. One thing that I really see and dig on is the amount of medical training that has become available.
Right.
You know what I mean? People aren't only, training to improve their skills, but also their knowledge of, combat medicine, first aid, blah, 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 trauma. That's critical. That's, you just can't put enough emphasis on having that kind of knowledge.
Right.
Or certainly knowing the value of the medics on your team, you know.
Right. Well, I learned that in Europe. I everywhere I was stationed, I always made friends with the medics. Always made friends with, I made friends with the medics and the engineers. They would do me the best favors. But that's besides the point. Which makes me kind of like, when you're training people, is it all just about the gun? Do you incorporate any first aid into it, or do you recommend they look into trauma type classes?
Yeah, I certainly recommend, I require them to have, not just a first aid kit for itchies and scratchies, but, a trauma kit for gunshot wounds.
Right.
Because what escapes a lot of people, and it kind of blows my mind, but I'm going to reinforce it anyway at every opportunity, firearms training in its many forms is inherently dangerous. And you risk, serious injury or death by involving yourself with them, whether you're actually handling them or even if you're in the presence of firearms. You got to stay switched on to that fact. They're not, toys. Every once in a while, a buddy of mine will say, "Hey, man, you want to go to the range and play today?" I'm like, "Whoa, dude, no, I don't play with guns." And, of course, they know exactly the point I'm trying to make.
Right.
But the point remains the same. They're not toys to be played with. But I'm looking forward to pulling this gig off. But you were right in respect to kind of the look forward thing on how could I best capitalize on use of the program.
Right.
And dude, I hadn't thought that far yet.
Well,
I mean, there's potential.
There's always potential. I'm just surprised. I've seen some guys try to do it. But, and I'm not going to mention any names, but what inevitably happens for all of you guys that are out there is there's a bunch of instructors out there that do a little product development too.
Right.
So then they have a signature gun. And that's actually it's a partnership where, the co-developer of the weapon, he puts his name on it, then he helps them sell it, and he gets X amount of, it's a business deal.
Right.
And it's a pretty cool business deal because then you, as a developer, you get to have the entirety of your wish list incorporated if that's what you want to do with whatever it is you're building. But then I've seen those guys that have the signature guns go out and try to recruit associates, and then as soon as they come to an agreement, okay, I'm going to be one of your guys and I'm going to teach the so-and-so method, then that guy will go out there and try to score him a signature gun.
Wow.
Without,
you know what that sounds like?
What does that sound like?
That's a human animal, man.
Yeah.
That's, my kung fu is better than your kung fu stuff.
Right.
I don't subscribe to that, man.
Well, I mean, I would think that there would be a lot of, there'd be a certain cachet to be attached to one of the bigger names in training nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to go out and do that, I would think that you sort of walk on eggshells and let them bring you along. And then at some point, maybe later on down the road, you get the signature gun. I myself have joked with certain gun makers, trying to get them to develop a gun they call the Cripple.
The Cripple.
Just because I'm older now and all this other stuff. I'm just putting a little levity in there, but so, you know, some of these guys get out there and they get pretty serious about this stuff. But I can see where that would be both advantageous to somebody like you and problematic for someone like you, because once you have them out there, let's say you get a Super Dave Harrington Combat Speed affiliate in Oklahoma, then you got to be worried about what that guy's doing in the name of Combat Speed, don't you?
Dude, I ain't got time for all that.
I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, well,
I know that you're
the singular gig as far as the way you've got yours set up, but I was just using that as an example.
Okay, all right. Yeah, no worries. I got you.
So,
but I'm still not having it.
I completely understand.
I just don't have the affinity for it. I'm not saying it's bad. I just don't have the affinity for that.
Right.
That would require a chain of command and all kind of wacky stuff. You know, that's like building my own gun foo school. I don't want to get into that.
I understand.
So I'll pull a Miyamoto Musashi, though, dude, and I'll write one book and let that be it.
I've got that tattooed on my left forearm, the Book of Five Rings.
Dude, is that guy something else, man? He's one of my all-time life heroes.
Yeah. We'll have to compare notes one day on that one. Listen, we're running out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. I'll talk to you next week, hopefully.
Roger that. Super Dave Randy, CombatSpeed.com. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.